The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
641, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. This is Chicago to a T. You're always one person away. I know this Kid of the Week. Allstate believes good starts young and works towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, you can help us recognize a youth that goes above and beyond their for their community. You can nominate someone for the Kid of the Week. Just go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry. And this week, our Kid of the Week, she actually sang in front of me at a fundraiser last year at the Montgomery Club. It's Kaylin Doyle. Kaylin, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great today.
I know your aunt very, very well, Amada Giordano, and of course your Uncle Dean, and your mother sat in front of me, Michelle, at a Bruce Springsteen concert, and I got to know her. This is Chicago to a T. I didn't even know you were going to be the Kid of the Week. I got the call last night. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell everyone your story, first of all? How many siblings you have? Tell us about your family.
Well, I live with my mom and my dad, and I have one sibling. I have a sister. Her name's Kira. And basically, my life started out with me. I had autism by the time my parents knew when I was at the age of like 4, I think. And it started out as a long, frustrating journey for me, like going to therapy, like learning how to talk. And then, and like year by year, I was starting to get better. And that's what got me to today of talking now and like socializing with others.
So you were behind in your class for years, and you were going through therapy, and last year they told her story, not a dry eye in the house, and then you sang a beautiful song, and everyone was weeping as you're singing and smiling at the Montgomery Club, and you couldn't have been more gracious and beautiful, and your voice is just amazing. I loved it. How long have you been singing?
I think like 5 or 6 years.
5 or 6 years.
So cool.
You think you'll take that maybe to The Voice on NBC down the road?
Probably.
Oh, cool. And we got one of the first interviews. Look at that.
How about that? And you're in eighth grade, is that right?
Yes.
And you just got accepted to high school.
Yes, for one theater, one art school for a Luther North, and another art school for Shy Arts.
Well, congratulations. I mean, this is a big deal for you and your family, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. I mean, that is great. And I just explain to people, you started out going through therapy as a kid. You were diagnosed as autistic. How hard was it for you over the years, especially when people hear the term autistic? They suddenly freak out, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So how has that been for you as a kid to get through this and fight through it and get accepted to this great high school?
Well,
has it been a tough road for you?
Yeah, it was really hard. I practiced a lot, and sometimes like I tried to make a new friend, but sometimes they would just like run away.
Right. See, kids don't know how to react to that, do they?
Mm. Yeah, no.
Kaylin, what's your favorite song to sing? Is there a particular one that you, if someone just said you can sing whatever you want in front of your next audience, what would it be?
Well, I know a lot of good songs, but it would be hard to pick one to sing in front of.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It would be, yeah.
And can you imagine you're at a fundraiser and you're, you know, Michelle gets involved in this and she's like, hey, why don't you sing a song? I don't know, Mom. I don't know if I want to do that in front of everybody. Okay, I think I'll do it. So, you know, you're going to graduate from eighth grade. When do you graduate? In May? Do you have anything planned for this summer? Any trips?
June.
In June? Okay. Are you going anywhere for the summer? Eighth grade summer is pretty big.
I'm going to Paris.
Oh, of course
cool.
You are. Paris. I go to Peoria. This kid's going to Paris.
Good for her.
You're going to Paris with your family?
Yep.
That's fantastic. Wow.
In fact, cool. Actually my graduation gift.
graduation. Nice. You know what my parents gave me for graduation? A suitcase. Here you go, son. Happy graduation.
I got a suitcase, too.
And a clock radio for my grandma. Make sure you wake up, catch your flight, and get out of here. All right. That's nice. And now, what do you want to study? I know it's you're in eighth grade, but you go off to high school. Do you know what you want to do in college yet? Do you want to become a singer? Do you want to be in the arts? What do you want to do?
I still want to be a singer.
A singer. You have an amazing voice, I'm telling you. Absolutely fantastic and a wonderful story. And how is your mother and father doing?
Oh, they're doing great.
Okay. Well, congratulations. You are the kid of the week. What do we have for the kid of the week?
We have wonderful prizes.
Including the Amazon gift card and the Lou Malnati's pizza. Yeah. Boy, there's nothing like that. That's great. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylin. Congratulations, okay? And say hello to your parents.
I will. And have a great day.
You too. Take care. She's so cool. Sweetheart. I mean, it's a wonderful story. Diagnosed autism.
Yeah.
And she goes through therapy, and they have this huge fundraiser last year, and now she's accepted into this this great program at this high school.
Yeah, and this program, I was reading the notes that you were just were telling her about. 1,100 kids auditioned for 5 different conservatories. They only accept 160, and she's one of 15 accepted into the freshman program.
Pretty impressive.
That's fantastic.
Her parents, Peter and Michelle Doyle, and of course her aunt and uncle, Dina Namata Giordano, who I've known forever.
How funny is that?
I didn't even know I was going to fill in today, and here we are.
That is Chicago, though.
It is. You're always one person away from somebody. Yeah. But how random is that? Kid of the week.